Hi, good morning. I'm not really the type of person that goes after, that follows conspiracy theories. It's like not my thing. You know, I'm not a 9/11 truther or any of those things. But in Shlishi, at least according to some of the Farshim, we have a conspiracy theory. In Shlishi, what happens is Yitzchak Avinu, Vigdal Ish V'yelech Haloch V'gadel Ad Ki Gadom Od. Yitzchak is living in Eretz Yisrael. As we all know, he's going around. Things are going pretty well for him. Natsiv says Gadom Od means that he was getting rich. Vilo Miknet Son Miknet Bakar V'avudah Rabbah. He had lots of stuff. He had all kinds of sheep and whatever. V'kanu Oto Plishtim. And the Plishtim, Rashi says, got jealous. And it's about different perush, but we'll go with that. Got jealous of him. V'chol beirot asher chafru avdei aviv bimei Abraham aviv sitmum Plishtim. And so what did the Plishtim do? They sealed them up. They sealed them up. And then Rashi says, no, they sealed them up. They filled them up as well as the rest of the pasuk goes. And Yitzchak goes from place to place. He digs this well. They filled up the wells of Avraham Avinu here. He digs that well. They filled up the well there. Over and over and over again. And why? Because they're jealous. And Avimelech turns to him and says, listen, V'yom Avimelech Yitzchak, lech mimanu, get out of here. Ketzamtu menu ma'od. You were mitatzen. And it says, and listen to this. Here we go, the conspiracy theory. Yesh las bir lashon atzamta ma'od. Nitasharta al yedenu. You got rich. It wasn't through your own work. It wasn't through your own efforts. It wasn't through your intellectual abilities or your whatever, your capabilities. And therefore they were getting angry and they were fighting with him. And this, that Siv's writing this, right? He's writing this in Lithuania, or he's speaking, he gave these shirim in Lithuania. And he says the same thing happens over and over again. We see that the non-Jewish world doesn't want to give us any place to live. You can't be here, you can't be there. You get wealthy now, it's because of us. You did okay here, it's because of us. You made money in England, it's because of us. Right? You made money in France, it's because of us. You made money in Spain, it's because of us. Give us the money, give us the money back. Last night I was reading National Geographic. Go figure, National Geographic. It came up on Facebook, I won't lie. I was reading National Geographic. And National Geographic had an article about France. Remember? They kicked us out and over again, France. They were the smart ones. So France, it says since 2014, I believe, that's what they started, 5,000 Jews annually are leaving France and going to Eretz Yisrael, and they did an interview with Jews in France today. They said the anti-Semitism is just getting greater and greater and greater. 70 years after the Shoah, I'm sure many of you read the statement of Rabbi Mervitz in England yesterday. If you haven't, I highly recommend you open up the computer and read Rabbi Mervitz, who is, for the first time in the history of England, the chief rabbi of the country is actually politicking. He's trying to get people not to vote for political party because he's afraid for the Jews in England. You got rich because of us. You took over the world because of us. You look at the right wing in America and where they say everything is because of George Soros. You look at the left wing, everything is because of Sheldon Adelstein. Rich Jews, they're everywhere. You look at the Trump impeachment and what do you see? All of a sudden, you see, I just saw yesterday, some minister got up and said it's all because of the rich Jewish influence in the Democrats. They complain about the rich Jewish influence in the Republicans. It's AIPAC's fault, it's this fault, it's that fault. And what about the world? Isn't Israel to blame for all the troubles in the Middle East? Isn't Israel to blame for the fact that there are millions of people starving to death in Yemen because of a war between Iran and Saudi Arabia, backed by Russia and the United States? It's obviously Israel's fault, right? Is it because there's 4 million refugees in Syria? It's all Israel's fault, right? Is it because Iran is stirring up problems everywhere? It's all Israel's fault. Over and over and over again, you cannot read the papers and not be devastated. So what do we do? So there's some people who say, let's curl up in a ball. There's some people who argue, you know what? If we could only resolve all the issues with the Jewish people, it's all the occupation. We can make that disappear. It'll all be okay. It's all because of this. It's all because of that. That's not what Yitzchak did. What did Yitzchak do? The parsha continues. So he went here, and he dug another well. He went there, he dug another well. They struggled, they argued with that as well. He called that the well of struggle. He finally found a place. Wells. This is drush. We know. And my melatora. It's not the more you assimilate and try and disappear that's going to stop the Nazis, it's going to stop the Russian Soviets in their day, or stop anyone when the Tziv was riding. It's more Judaism. It's more looking back at the past of the world of our avot, of Abraham Avinu, and digging those wells deep. And if it means moving to Eretz Yisrael, like the Jews in France are doing, and the Jews in England are thinking about, Rehovot is an Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Teaneck. We have to dig the wells deep. The more Torah, not the less Torah. That is the one thing that we have. No matter where we were, when we were in Spain and they kicked us out, we were in France, they kicked us out, before they kicked us out of England, the one thing that held us together was more Torah, digging the wells deep. Have a good week.